So I was at, and we started a bit late, so I had mercy on them, and I read the shorter version gospel. I obviously didn't do that for you guys, for good reason. This gospel, the Samaritan woman, comes from John's gospel. It is filled with so much theology that helps us understand who we are, who God is, and our relationship with him. So out of the benefit of our own good, I read the full version, which is long, but it's an amazing story. I think there's a lot that maybe can be grasped from today's readings for us, for today, this third Sunday of Lent, I think can come from the first reading in the gospel, but something particular about that. And the first reading came from Exodus, the book of Exodus. And as we heard, read in that proclaimed in that reading, the valley into the place where they were currently, and they were thirsty. The valley that they were was called the Valley of Sin, or the Wilderness of Sin, which is maybe kind of fitting, coming from the Wilderness of Sin. And they were in this current place, and they were thirsty. And they started grumbling, doubting God and Moses, and were quarreling with God. And the place became called Meribah and Massa, which is translated to place of testing, or place of quarreling. Under these scriptures for us, place of testing. Often we hear of two forms of testing, especially in scripture. One is the testing of God. That's sort of a bad testing. And then there's a good testing I'll get to, but the bad testing, the testing of God. And that's sort of seeking to have God sort of answer our questions in the way that we want them answered, or bend our life or the plan he has for our life to what we want. This is sort of a testing that sort of seeks to bring God to our level, or honestly, more often, bring him for our own desires, for our own plans, seeking to control God so that we can use him for our benefit. And that's the bad one. We heard 2 weeks ago, in the first Sunday of Lent, Jesus tested in the wilderness by the devil and protect you. Just jump off this high ledge, and thou shalt not test the Lord thy God. I think we know this, right? That sort of testing is bad. It's not good. But we still do it at times. And as we see in first reading, there was a testing, there was sort of a grumbling of the people, saying, we're thirsty. Let's change this plan. Let's go back to Egypt. Yes, we're under slavery, but at least we have food and water. So that form of testing is bad. Form of testing that's good, maybe is thought of a little bit differently. So as opposed to testing God, God maybe doesn't sound good, but it is good. So why is that testing of us good? Well, we test many things. Why do we test things? So that we can understand what they're made of, literally, what they're made of. So for instance, gold, we test gold, we proof gold to see what it's mainly about 50% gold. 18 karat gold is about generally 75% gold. And 24 karat gold, when it's tested, you see it's about 99% gold. In testing, we can come to see what something's made of. As children, you go to school, be nerve-wracking, but in a sense, they help you to see what you've retained and what you haven't, what work you've put in or what work you haven't. In the working world, we have tests or certifications that help us to see, is someone qualified to do something? It's a means of, you know, protecting people, making sure there's a job, what something's made of. Maybe a little bit truer for us today. So daylight savings, especially in the spring, maybe it tests us to see if we'll keep our Sunday morning routines. Maybe most of you come to 8:30 Mass and you decided, well, let's go to the 11 o'clock. Obviously joking, but there is testing in our life and it helps us to know what we're made of. So too, we see in our readings testing. The Israelites were thirsty. God had led them through the desert on purpose to test them. Who was God and who wasn't? I mean, that's essential. But also so that they may understand they're children and they need to ask the Father for things. They were thirsty, as opposed to simply just saying, well, we're thirsty. God, can you provide for us? They grumbled and they said, this plan is not the right plan. From God, decided to test God, to bring God on their level, to answer to them, hopefully change the way that God wanted them to live so that they could live the way they wanted to. How does God answer? Well, he gives them water, what they asked for, right? All they needed to do was come to God. The Samaritan woman was tested too, through her own life choices, through life circumstances. She had begun to live a life that prevented her from engaging with the Jewish faith. She had begun another. It doesn't call him her husband, but she was in a place in that sense. She was tested by Jesus' questioning. And she could have said, "Who are you to ask me these questions? I will not answer them. I will go off on my own." But in that testing, she realized living her thirst for God. And in that testing that Jesus had, and simply just asking her questions, she came to see where she was, what she was made of, if you will, and what she lacked. That's essential. So we see how much of maybe good is in us and how much of maybe bad in us, if you will, if we'll use those terms, simple terms to help us maybe understand a more complex subject. How much good is in us for how much versus how much maybe bad is in us or things that are like a light. Okay, so what about us? How are we tested? What are the tests that we're maybe undergoing now? And what is God maybe using those tests for to speak to us? Okay, so we're in our third week, like the Israelites, and we've grumbled against our Lenten penance, our penances that we've done. Maybe we've sort of forsaken them or said, "Well, you know, I did promise these things, but I don't know, God. You know, you're all merciful. You're all loving. Like, why don't you just bend down and change?" And not saying that you have to be a hero here and fulfill all of your Lenten practices, but let's take what the test says about us and a means of saying, okay, what do we need from God to fulfill our testing? Maybe we're like the Samaritan woman and we're a bit way of living that is unfulfilling and we don't necessarily see a lot of it, so we continue on in our drudgery. And unlike the Samaritan woman, to God's testing, his questioning, maybe we respond with hostility. And honestly, you're right, Lord, I don't have a husband. I had 5 husbands, the current one is not a husband. We can learn much from the testing and from our scriptures today. Our solution is to look at these readings and to respond likewise. To look at our time, what am I made of? How much of God do I lack? Am I 12 karat gold? You know, I'm only 50% good. Am I 24% gold or 24 karat gold? You know, 99% good. I only have a little bit. Or maybe like more like 18 karat, 75%. What I need filled with. So maybe some practicals here. So season of Lent, we're given confession. Many opportunities for confession, and that's a good thing. It gives us time to examine our consciences, examine our lives, to see of what we're made. And then bringing those things to the Lord and have it all figured out. These are areas in my life that I need the Lord to pour into. So if we struggle with lust, simply ask God to fill us with an overarching love for our spouse or our family. That our eyes may not be, we may not be so focused on the things that are drawn towards our spouse and our family. And maybe a heart as well if we struggle with lust. If we struggle with anger, ask God to fill us with understanding of others, understanding their situations. So wisdom. Ask him to fill us with wisdom that we may, as opposed to running to anger, situation, what's their perspective? What's their lived experience? How are they seeing the situation? If we struggle with sluggishness, third Sunday of Lent or 2.5 weeks into Lent and we have a few weeks left, if we struggle with sluggishness, we can simply fervor. With desire to follow him, to do what he asks. It's for us to be here at Mass, the place where we can receive Jesus in the Eucharist, the place of encountering him in the Word and receiving from him life, his own life that the Israelites in the desert sought. And acknowledging our testing, our lacking, ask God when you come up and receive, Lord, fill these places. If we don't quite know yet, just tell him, fill me. I need it. I need it. I know you need it. The door will be opened. We will be given the answer we need and the life we need. Amen.